Section 17. Will the Messiah really remove all evil? You have loved righteousness and you hate wickedness. That is why God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of exaltation more than your partners. Psalm 45:7, 45:8 in the Tanakh. It is the responsibility of any government to uphold the law. As king of God's government, the Messiah will do no less. Just a little while longer, and the wicked one will be no more. And you will certainly give attention to his place, and he will not be. But the meek ones themselves will possess the earth, and they will indeed find their exquisite delight in the abundance of peace. Psalm 37:10-11. How complete a change can we expect? God will completely fulfill his promise to create new heavens, a righteous government ruling over a new earth. Isaiah 65:17. The blessings of the Messiah's rule will not be limited to the land of Israel, but they will encompass all the nations just as Jehovah promised Abraham. Isaiah 2:2-3. God's kingdom under the Messiah will provide a permanent and universal answer to the challenge against God's name and purpose. How will life be different from today? Mankind will see the long-awaited fulfillment of God's promise through Isaiah. He will certainly render judgment among the nations and set matters straight respecting many peoples, and they will have to beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning shears. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war anymore. Isaiah 2:4. The prophecy continues, "They will not do any harm or cause any ruin in all my holy mountain, because the earth will certainly be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters are covering the very sea." Isaiah 11:9. How do we know that all of this will really happen? It is the unchangeable purpose of Almighty God, Jehovah, who is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. Joshua 2:11. Jehovah himself tells us, "Remember the first things of a long time ago, that I am the divine one and there is no other God, nor anyone like me, the one telling from the beginning the finale, and from long ago the things that have not been done, the one saying, my own counsel will stand, and everything that is my delight I shall do." Isaiah 46:9-10. Jehovah has declared that he will realize his purpose through the Messiah. Who could possibly prevent him from doing so?